We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate it. It's 8:05 on this Thursday morning. It is the 18th day of August, 2022. I'm John Reed. And we are glad you are waking up with us here on News Radio WRVA. What a beautiful, beautiful summer day we've got ahead of us. You know, another one. Fantastic. What a great week this has been. So I'll tell you about that as we continue. Now, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, the follow-up stories. What year do they teach Virginia history? In American history in school. Now, I mean, starting early, I mean, this is the basic question where you have the storied picture of George Washington in your classroom. I guess they still have a picture of George Washington in the classroom. Do they or do they not? They probably, I mean, it's fine with me. You have George Washington. You can put a picture of Martin Luther King up there so that you can tell the story of the civil rights movement. Maybe there's a picture of Abraham Lincoln. At one point in Virginia, there were probably pictures of Robert E. Lee on the wall because, you know, I know it's popular to come into Richmond and tell every Southerner how stupid they are and how they, you know, Robert E. Lee was a slaveholder and, you know, fought on the wrong side of the Civil War, so he should be erased. But for many, 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 many years, Robert E. Lee objectively was perceived as a great man. Even Democrats said that, even Yankees said that, so I don't know why we're rewriting the history now. But those characters, which is a cheap word for what they were, but those characters would be up on the wall in a first grade classroom. And now I'm not sure if they are. And just to make sure that that we dumb down the population and make sure that they're not patriotic, there's this push, as I understand it, to stop referring to George Washington as the father of the country. I mean, that's so basic. And, you know, it's called civics, where you, I don't want to use the word indoctrinate, but you teach things that make the population feel some sense of pride and connection to their past and to the founding of the country. Now, you could have a lousy country and try to do that. But I don't think we've got a lousy country. And I'm not really interested in taking direction from people who do think we have a lousy country. Delegate Tim Anderson, the Republican who gloriously represents Virginia Beach, is back with us this morning. What did you think when you saw this story, Delegate Anderson?
So when I saw the headline that, you know, the DOE wants to remove George Washington as the father of our country, you know, my immediate idea is, well, what will we call George Washington?
Yeah, what
I came up with, because, you know, we gotta pacify the sensationalism of the left here. Right. So this is the title I came up with: George Washington, heterosexual non-birthing person of marginal historical interest, and one of the white guys responsible for founding our systemically racist country.
Right, there you go. That's very accurate.
It doesn't have as much of a ring to it as father of the country, but I think it could come along, you know, with a little bit of PR. So, you know, it's such a shame. So, you know, Youngkin has come in and he's appointed some new board members to the Department of Education. But the truth is, and, you know, no matter who is our governor, we would have to have a Republican governor for 20 years to root out the rotten of the Department of Education. And it would just have it's so bad. It really just needs to be dismantled, and we need to start over. Because, you know, Governor Youngkin, to his credit, he's doing everything he can to put some, you know, some reasonable people in there. But there's so many ingrained bureaucrats that have been there and have been appointed by so much of the rottenness of McAuliffe and Northam that they're just crazy. And, you know, we can't even have a conversation with them in good faith. You know, what's happening here, and you see it, is children are being taught that the founders of the country are bad. If the founders of the country are bad, then the country is bad. And these children are coming out of schools and don't love their country. A recent poll said that less than 25% of the 20 to 29 year old group feels that, you know, they have strong feelings of patriotism for their country. It's a process. It's almost like the Russians have infiltrated our school system, and almost like, you know, they're brainwashing our children to hate their country. I mean, I know that sounds conspiracy theory, but what a great way to destroy a country by making the next generation hate it. One thing we did in the House, and I don't know if you picked up on it, it wasn't really widely reported, but in the governor's budget amendment, he sent down budget amendment number 11. And what that said is we want to give $2 million to UVA to teach constitutionalism and democracy.
Okay.
And that was it. Just here's $2 million more dollars than you already need. And all we want you to do is create a course on constitutionalism and democracy. You should see the floor debate that happened in the House. The Democrats resisted at every turn, thought that was a terrible idea. It was outrageous for us to possibly teach constitutionalism and democracy at UVA. And then I get up and I say, but we could pass the amendment and then UVA could just not do it and they could give it back, give the money back if they didn't want to teach the class. Why are we fighting over this amendment? Uh-huh. Pass the amendment, give them the money. If they don't want it, send it back. But you should just see how vitriol the delegate from Charlottesville, Sally Hudson, was, and how just, oh, well, we don't need that. You know, we are the birthplace of Jefferson and all this. I'm like, what
now
are you
they're okay
about
with Jefferson when they can yeah, exactly. throw his name out to legitimize their own anti-American position. I get it.
It's really a shame. And, you know, look, when we talk about education being the top priority, it really is, because we are breeding many little communists that hate their country when they come out of the early public school system, and certainly out of college.
Yeah.
And we've got to change it. We've got to reverse it. And it's going to take more than Governor Youngkin to do it. That's for sure.
Well, his appointees, you know, I really don't want to go down this road too much because I've ruffled some feathers, but that's okay. I mean, as his appointees, are they empowered to show up in the Department of Education and, you know, appropriately raise hell and push back aggressively to make sure that we maximize the 4 years that we've got with a Republican governor? I mean, I'm a little worried, and I hope someone will prove me wrong here, that we're being a little passive to try to go along with the Democrats instead of saying, hey, you had your time, people put us in charge, and we're going to take advantage of it. Not in an abusive way, but in an assertive way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing that the Democrats respond to is brute strength. And if you just try to be passive and get along with them, they'll just push further and further to the left. They have no interest in coming to the right on anything. All they want to do is, how far to the left can we be on the issues? And you know, we're always like, oh, hey, let's try to come this way. Well, I'm not that way, of course, but the Republican Party is that way, where they're just like, oh, well, maybe we could find compromise at, you know, 20 degrees to the left rather than 40 degrees at the left where you're at. It's crazy how it is. Now, look, here's my take. I think Governor Youngkin's appointees are great. I think they are, they're, you know, for what we need, they're solid. And certainly Amy Gadara is Secretary of Education. She's great. Our superintendent of schools is great. But the problem is the ingrained bureaucrats are so embedded in the Department of Education that the only way to really fix it is just to fire everybody and literally start over.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying hire only conservative people, but the rotten is so bad in the DOE that, and at the federal level too. You just have to burn it to the ground and start over. And if you don't, all the bureaucrats do is they just wait out the administration until somebody else comes along.
Yeah, wait a minute. That is the truth. And I saw it when I worked in D.C. Yeah, I haven't worked in state government, but most of these people have seen four or five governors come through. That's only 20 years, right? So they figure, hey, I was here on your inauguration day, and I'll be looking out the window, down on the governor's mansion when the moving truck comes to move your butt out of here, and I'm going to outlast you. And that's a problem. Is there a way to make those changes?
Well, look, I mean, the American public has to start coming to grips with reality that if we're teaching kids that their country is bad and they're coming out and they hate their country, what kind of country are we going to have 20 or 30 years from now? And until people start really realizing how serious this is, and almost like a foreign power takeover, and probably is if we really start rooting back to what's really happening here, people are just, it's just, I don't know how we change it, but to tell kids that George Washington is, not the father of our country. Well, who is the father of our country? Who was the first general? Who was the first president? I mean, like, who do we gauge as the first, the founding father of our country? We call the other ones founding fathers, and he's cum laude, summa cum laude of the founding fathers, right? We can't call people cum laudes anymore because that's racist.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
The whole idea here is to say that the United States is the brainchild of racists and that it's a collection of bad ideas that needs to be smashed. And I think, I'm 51. I'm really worried that in my lifetime we're going to see the collapse of the United States if we stay on this path. And I'm not interested in taking direction from socialists and communists who, I'm sorry.
Well, it's all about the kids, because I think our generation, John, the pledge means something to us.
Yeah.
But if we don't get a hold of the minds of our kids and not trying to indoctrinate them in any other way other than love your country, every other country does that. Love your country. Love the people. This is, the greatest place in the world.
Yeah.
And we're doing exactly the opposite. Hate your country. It's terrible. It's racist. Everybody that founded it was terrible. And you should be ashamed of yourself.
Every time I have you on the air, I'm so glad that you're at the Capitol in Richmond, because you're willing to say what needs to be said in a smart, appropriate way. Delegate Tim Anderson, the Republican who represents Virginia Beach. Thank you for your work and for coming on the radio with me.
Talk to you next time, John.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with that? What's wrong? This would be a different situation, honestly, if you were saying you must pledge allegiance to the king. And, the king's son is going to be the next king, and there's nothing you can do about it. Right? I think, unless I had been brainwashed, I would say, that's not, no. You don't have an obligation to pledge allegiance to the king. That's not what you're pledging allegiance to. You're pledging allegiance to the system that allows you to make the appropriate changes and is hopefully, over the course of decades and centuries, going to create the quote-unquote perfect union of different people with different ideas. Is that not noble? I think that's pretty noble. I think it's ingenious. Why would we allow people to destroy that? Look at all the great things that have happened up until recently. I think we have matured as a people. We have tried so hard to perfect this relationship between the states, between individual people who disagree on things, and we're about to flush that all down the toilet. And if we don't do it, we are preparing our children to do that. I think that's insanity, and we should not allow it to happen. And, the passivity that we've exhibited for the last 2 years is going to be our doom. Don't sit there any longer. It's 8:19 on this Thursday. We're back with more in a moment here on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.